This is the Shahr of Arif Billah Hazrat Ortas Hazrat Moana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Chobanda Tira Tabia Farman Rahega. Chogir Haq Pi Qalb Si Qurban Rahega. Chogir Haq Pi Qalb Si Qurban Rahega. انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں اونچے نہ پا سکے ممکن نہیں کہ قلب میں اونچے نہ پا سکے جب تک کہ کوئی عامل احیان رہے گا جب تک کہ کوئی عامل احیان رہے گا فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا فانی بتوں کے عشق میں ہوگا جو مبتلا تا عمر دوستوں پریشان رہے گا تا عمر دوستوں پریشان رہے گا جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات جو بندہ تیرے تابع فرمان رہے گا جو بندہ تیرے تابع فرمان رہے گا فانی بتوں سے صرف سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا فانی بتوں سے صرف نظر گر نہیں کیا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا دریائے قلب میں تیرے طوفان رہے گا ظالم اگر رہے تو میرے انجمن سے دور ظالم اگر رہے تو میری انجمن سے دور اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا اے حسن تیرا عشق پہ احسان رہے گا جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے سنتا ہوں میں عالم میں یہ اختر کی زبان سے آسی کے قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا آسی کو قرب خاص سے حرمان رہے گا جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کی صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات دونوں جہاں میں پائے گا وہ چین کی حیات جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا جو بندہ تیرا تابع فرمان رہے گا.
الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Aribillah Rumi Waqf Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu. Hazrat has titled this bayan so beautifully and presented in poetic form to teach us that our deen is very, very enjoyable and easy to practice. But if a person doesn't practice on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus you'll only get the courage in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then your life will become so miserable that Hazrat explains, Jo banda tera tabi'e farman rahega, that that slave of yours who remains obedient to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then such a person which today everybody is looking for peace and contentment, but where we looking for it in all the wrong directions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully mentions, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. That this peace and contentment, you can't buy it anywhere. You can't drill it in the ground and find like oil and petrol. Otherwise our Dada Shaykh says, the kuffar, they will decipher where there's peace and contentment and try and sell that also. But this comes directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of the true believers, that is the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you sit in a company, like Sahaba Ridna, when you sit in the company of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then the nur of Iman penetrated their heart. And then the more they obeyed and followed the way of life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Allah Ta'ala mentions regarding them, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. That it is only Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala who sends down the peace and contentment on the heart of a person, that under all conditions, outwardly people might think you in difficult conditions, you might not be well, or you have some other problem, but in your heart, what peace you have got, nobody can buy. Our Dada Shaykh says it so beautifully, that tell all the kings of the world, with all their wealth and all their power, if they want peace and contentment, come to the men of Allah and try and take it out from their heart, with all your armies you won't able to take it out. All you have to do is sit in their company and learn and gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala will give you that enjoyment and tranquility in the obedience of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala mentions, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever wants, as Hazrat Tanwi rahmatullah alayhi has translated this so beautifully, مَزِدَار زِندَقِي, an enjoyable life, that in this world you'll have peace in your heart all the time. An enjoyable life is not in how we look at it outwardly. Allah Ta'ala mentioned that very clearly, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ آمِينَ. Those people whose Allah's curse is upon them, outwardly they look like they have lot wealth, outwardly they look like they're controlling the world, but in reality they only have hammers in their hearts all the time. They have no peace. So Hazrat says, جو غیر حق پہ قلب سے قربان رہے گا انسان کے صورت میں وہ شیطان رہے گا. That stupid idiot, that Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ وَهَوَى. You saw that stupid idiot who made his passion and desires his God. So whoever turns away from Allah Ta'ala, غیر حق پہ سے قربان رہے گا. That you're giving your heart to anybody else besides the one who have given you your heart. Allah Rabbul Izzat, who Allah is Haqq, Allah is the creator of the universe, Allah who created us. So Allah Ta'ala knows that this heart Allah made for Allah. And when Allah Ta'ala comes in this heart, then one enjoyment that person gets, he can't imagine. And when we don't bring Allah in our heart, then everything else attracts us. And Hazrat says so beautifully here, that insan ki surat mein, outwardly you look like a very good human being, but in reality you are shaitan. And today many people, Allah save me first of all, that all of us, we should check ourselves, that am I feeling peace in my heart? Otherwise outwardly we can even dress like a very big Sufi also. Allah Ta'ala told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam clearly, that these munafiqeen, Allah save us, that they sit in your gathering, but after they go away from your gathering, then they make a mockery. What did he say? That what he said? And they make a mockery about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So outwardly they look like very good people, but in reality they are shaitans.
So Allah Ta'ala save us, and this is also important to see the company that we keep and who we associate with. People who take us away from the majalis of the Ahlullah, we should be very, very careful of such company. And as it says, mumkin nahi ke kalb mein wo chain pa sakega, jab tak ke koi amili isyan rahega. A person who continuously living this life of evil, that outwardly also you come to the masjid, but today the evil is in our pocket. That all, we just come into the masjid, any sound in our pocket, we want to see what messages come. And after that, Allah save us in our private life, which haram site we are on. Hazrat says that it is never possible that such a person can get peace and contentment. Outwardly, he can be living in a nice palace. He can be driving the best car in the world. He can have the best wife also. But if he is in a disobedience of Allah, he'll never get peace. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, and if that person is reminded and he doesn't take lesson, then Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. That person who doesn't take heed and come in the company of the friends of Allah, make tawbah, make istighfar, come on to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you want to love that lifestyle of your passion and desire, then you'll have a straightened life. And today, sadly, so many in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are going through depression. Whereas depression is no real sickness. Stress is no sickness. Allah Ta'ala says clearly, وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَانْسَاهُمْ أَنفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those people who forgot Allah. In those days, the Jews and Christians, but any other way besides the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you want to follow them, imitate them, Allah will make you forget who you are. You will forget you are a human being, and you will be living worse than an animal. And Hazrat then further explains, how this happens, that fani buto ke ishq mein hoga jo muktala, ta umar dosto wo pareshan rahega. That a person who gets caught up in the idols of this world, and you fall in illicit love affairs, or in anything of this dunya, and all those things attract you, whether it's sports, whether it's cars, whatever it may be, and worse, woman, and today, not even real woman, fantasizing, that you're looking at pictures and you're getting lost. What a terrible world we are living in. This artificial world we are living in, Hazrat says, your whole life you'll only be parishan. You can be sitting in a masjid, you'll be in parishan. You can be right next to your beautiful halal wife, but you in haram, Allahu Akbar. Then we won't have peace in your life. You'll never have peace. And that person is always living on tension. And the easiest way to come out of that, just come in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beg Allah and see here you'll get courage to make tawbah. When you make tawbah, make istighfar, come out of that dirty life, already what peace will come in your heart, you can't imagine. Jo banda dono jahan mein payega wo chain ki hayat, jo banda tere tabi'e farman rahega. Your Hazrat is giving the solution that it's not the end of the day. And sadly today, we fall into haram, we fall into depression, and we go to people who will put us more into haram. That is our counselors, people like that, psychiatrists, they can't solve their own problem. Where are they going to solve other people's problem? The problem is where you will get the peace. Allah Ta'ala says, come in the company of the man of Allah. وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةِ. Every moment Allah is descending and sending down peace and contentment in the heart. And what is that? That they are totally happy with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And that is that high position they reach, رَضَى بِالْقَضَى. How Allah keeps me, I'm happy with it. And you remain obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says that all you have to do, you realize you're on the wrong track, take a U-turn. In other words, make tawbah, make istighfar, change your company and see that person, that slave of Allah, tera tabi'e farman rahega, that person who now becomes obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under any condition, then such people, Allahu Akbar, they'll only have peace in their hearts all the time. They'll be such happy people, and Allah Ta'ala will bring the dunya at your feet. And Allah, and you won't even have inclination to it. You'll use it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gave the example of this at the time of the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah. That when the news came, which was a rumor, that Hazrat Umar radiallahu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent to talk to the kuffar leaders and explain to them that they are so weak, over and over the Muslims defeated them, they still want to have war. We didn't come for war, we came for Umrah. But they didn't listen. The news came that they made him shaheed. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is ready to put his hand in allegiance to take bayat, which was called Bayt-e Ridwan. And then if there is need for jihad, you will go for jihad. All the Sahaba, eagerly they came, and they put their hands into Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they all took bayat. Allah ta'ala praised them in the Quran Kareem. On the other hand now, when they all were in their ihram, and they came with the animals also, on their way to go and make Umrah, and they eager to go in. And here now the peace treaty is being signed. So much so that Hazrat Umar Rajnaw tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are not going to fight, but we want to make our Umrah finish. If they stop us, then they will see the swords will come out. At that time Allah inspired Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to sign the peace treaty. And when Allah ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, we can't go in, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, despite they were cringing and they were feeling very hurt not to go and complete their Umrah, but the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they submitted. Allah ta'ala says, upon their hearts we send peace and contentment. So like that, the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah inspires in their hearts and they guide us. And we should be keeping firm to this company, especially in this time and age. The fitna of the Dajjal which is surrounding us from all sides. A person wants to stay on his own, we don't know which minute we can slip. So Hazrat says, if you want peace and contentment, then become the obedient slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fani bhuto se sarfe nazar kar, gar nahi kya, daryai kal mein tere tofaan rahega. Hazrat says that you have to take a proper turn away from all the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not outwardly, myself, Allah save me, all of us, that outwardly we pretend to be very pious, but in our private life what we are doing? We still attracted to this artificial, the Hazrat puts it so beautifully, all idols. This woman that are walking in the street, first of all, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a woman who dolls herself up and walks in the street, she's the most ugliest person. Shaitan makes her look nice. And sadly, if our eyes fall on that and we can't turn away, Allah save me, all of us. Hazrat says, you'll never get, in your heart there'll be turmoil all the time. You can be who? You can be the sheikh of the time also. And you don't stay away from the looking at women. Or you don't stay away from even listening to their voices and talking to them unnecessary. Then in your heart there will be all the time turmoil. And this is what this depression is all about. When we live in the disobedience of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala leaves us. You sort out yourself. And where can we sort out ourselves? We have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah ta'ala. Allah's doors is open all the time, till the last moment. But the Wadara Shaykh explains, the longer you take to make tawbah, then that evil gets more strength in your heart. And you'll become an old man. Hazrat says, we saw old men sitting in a bus and staring at young women. In other words, you cold like a deep freezer and you still can't control your eyes. So Allah Ta'ala has brought us here through the fadl and karam of Allah Rabbul Izzat in the company of our Shaykh. We beg Allah Ta'ala that let that nur of Iman penetrate our hearts, my heart first, and we make tawbah and we turn away from this lifestyle of deficiency of shaitan. Then Hazrat says, Zalim agar rahe tu mere anjuman se dur, eh Husn tera ispe ihsan rahega. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat, see what precautions Hazrat takes. Such high precautions we can't imagine. That we couldn't imagine that the time will come that the sodomy and all this lesbianism, all these terrible things will be the order of the day. Hazrat used to be so careful that even young lads, Hazrat say, used to say, don't look at them. Don't let them stand in front of you. So Hazrat used to say, oh, those young lads and those boys, they don't have beards and they have got beauty on their faces. If they sit aside from my majlis, they don't sit in front of me, then Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon you, that you're not letting me fall into a trap. And where, what stage Hazrat was, the love of Allah Ta'ala, it was virtually impossible. But so much precautions Ahlullah take, and today we don't realize, we just take it for granted. And this has become the order of the day, and this has become the order in Muslim homes. We can't realize this, and Allah Ta'ala warned us that be very, very careful. This is such a terrible guna that the upside down thing you do, Allah will throw you upside down. How the nation of Lut, Allah Ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam, love them with one corner of your wing, love them up and throw them upside down. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. So we get the medicine here to get this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and stay away from all this haram. Then Hazrat finally says so beautifully, Suntahu me, alam me ye akhtar ki zuba, kut aati ko qurb khas se hirman rahega. Hazrat says, I'm hearing this voice so beautifully. This was Hazrat's main the topic, the pandemic of the time. And here it becomes worse also, that not controlling my gazes. And then living in this illicit love affair, and outwardly even we got topis on, whatever, but we are fantasizing, and worse today with this hell phone, and the homes that are carrying on for years, all of a sudden the husband will say, no, we're not compatible. It's not, you know, when you're living in haram, then shaitan puts all these false things in your mind. So Hazrat says that I'm hearing my own voice, that over and over, and people who say that Hazrat only knows this one topic. But Hazrat says, this is such a guna, it's like carrying an ox on your shoulder. If you can carry an ox, that means you can control yourself from this sun. All the other suns will be very easy to control yourself. But myself, all of us, let us see how myself, we slip. You can be getting up for tahajjud also. Sometimes you can be teaching hadith also. But when we don't learn from the friends of Allah how to control our gazes, so Hazrat says that this bayan I've been giving over and over, and those people who take heed, how much shukr they make. That Hazrat was the surgeon of the time, that he taught us, and our Shaykh carried on, and teaching us that a person will be totally deprived of the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Outwardly you can be in a masjid, outwardly you can be even giving a bayan, but if we don't control our gazes, and we don't control our heart, then we'll be living in misery and turmoil all the time. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, and give us tawfiq to take the noor of Iman.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, we continue with Ruh number 20, and that is with regard to nikah and progeny. It is abominable to refrain from marriage if there is no valid reason. Reprimanding a wealthy unmarried Sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Uqaf, while you remain unmarried, you are like a brother to Shaitan. If you had been among the Nasara, you would have been a monk. Our way, that is the way of Islam, is nikah. The worst among you are the unmarried. The most effective weapon which Shaitan employs against pious men is women. However, those who are married are saved from immorality. The full benefits of marriage are realized when both the husband and wife fulfill the other's rights. The marriage will then be imbued with love and understanding. There are many rights which are linked with marriage. Both partners have rights, and so do the offspring. Some important hukuk or rights will be mentioned here. From these, one will be able to understand the other rights of marriage. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the significance of imparting dini knowledge to a bondswoman, that is a slave woman, a woman of the right hand as referred to in the Qur'an Majid. From this hadith, it is apparent that the significance of imparting dini knowledge to one's wife will be far greater. It is thus necessary for the husband to ensure that his wife has sufficient dini knowledge. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I exhort you to be kind to women. Accept it. That is my exhortation. Women have been created from a crooked rib. If you attempt to straighten her, you will break her. Her breaking is talaq. And if you leave her as she is, she will remain crooked. Therefore, accept my exhortation of kindness towards them. It is not possible that she will do everything to satisfy her husband. Any such attempt by the man to impose on her to conform in entirety to his wishes will only break her. This means that the marriage will be wrecked and talaq will occur. It is therefore essential to overlook little faults and such acts which do not find favor with the husband's taste. The husband should be big-hearted enough to accommodate her slight faults in regard to his likes and dislikes. Extreme harshness as well as extreme laxity will allow shaitan to instill in a woman desires which are in conflict with deen. Insofar as matters of deen are concerned, the husband should not be so lax so as to grant her leeway to violate the laws of Allah Ta'ala. But in things of personal taste, the husband should not make too many demands on her. Hazrat Hakim bin Muawiyah radiallahu anhu narrates that his father said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah, what are the rights of our wives over us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you eat, feed her. When you wear garments, clothe her. Do not strike her in the face, even if she is at fault, and do not curse her. Do not disassociate from her except in the house. According to this hadith, if there is no reason to show displeasure towards her, the husband should not show his displeasure by leaving the house and staying away from her. Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu anha and Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu anha, both wives of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Hazrat Ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu anhu, a blind Sahabi, entered. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to both wives, both of you seclude yourselves, that is, adopt parda from him. The two wives said, but he is blind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, what, are you too blind? It is among the rights of the wife that the husband ensures that she remains in parda and not come in the presence of ghair mahram males. They should not look at them, nor should they, the women, look at ghair mahram men. In this measure lies the protection of deen of the wife, for she is thus guarded against the evil of intermingling with other men. At the same time, there is great worldly benefit, especially for the happiness of the home in parda. Some rights of husbands will now be mentioned. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if making sajda for anyone was permissible, and I had to order anyone to make sajda for another, I would have commanded the wife to make sajda for her husband. The superiority and the great right over the husband over the wife are amply borne out by this hadith. Hazrat Ibn Abu Awfa radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I take an oath by that being in whose possession is my life, that a woman does not fulfill the haqq or right of Allah Ta'ala as long as she does not fulfill the haqq or right of her husband. The wife should not feel that she has discharged the rights and duties of Allah Ta'ala by only carrying out obligations like salah, sawm, etc. Obedience to her husband is also a command of Allah Ta'ala on her. It is therefore essential that she obeys and pleases her husband in all things which are lawful in Islam. Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah of a woman disobedient to her husband does not reach further than her head. That is, it is not accepted by Allah Ta'ala. Her salah remains unacceptable until she desists from her disobedience. The foregoing narrations clearly illustrate the great significance and importance which Islam attaches to the institution of nikah. Monasticism is not part of Islam. Nikah is a spiritual guard as well as a worldly guard. All Muslims have therefore to enter into the nikah bond if there is no impediment. However, if there exists a valid reason for abstaining from nikah, one will not be blameworthy. Exceptions have been mentioned in the hadith. Those who are not able to discharge the rights of marriage are not under obligation to marry. Once a man brought his daughter to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she persistently refused to get married. Upon inquiring from her the reason for her refusal, she explained her case and said that she will never marry. Since she was certain that she will not be able to fulfill the rights of her husband, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not compel her to marry. If a widow feels that in marrying again, her children's life will be wrecked, then she is not under obligation to marry. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised such a woman and mentioned great sawab for her in the akhirah because of her sacrifice for the sake of her children. In the interest of her orphan children, she abstained from marriage.